It is time for Backyard Almanac with Larry Weber. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. Yep. I am stretching the backyard a bit this morning. I am calling you from further west. I've been camping and traveling this week, and absolutely beautiful morning. We got some rain yesterday, not as much as Duluth got, but we got some rain, and the morning this morning is cool, and a mist rising over the lake is just absolutely beautiful. The weather for September, it may not feel like it with this cool temperatures we have this morning, but the weather for September so far has been considerably warmer than normal. Matter of fact, we are average this month right now a full 10 degrees above where we would at normally average. It's pretty amazing. I don't think that's going to last. Also, in the next 10 days, I'm not sure we can get down to being where it normally is, but that remains to be seen. Things can change a lot in late September. Precipitation is the amazing. Thanks to yesterday's rain, the Weather Service has now recorded over 5 inches of rain for the month of September, and here we are now on the 18th. And the normal for the entire month of September is more than an inch less than that. So way, way above normal in precipitation. And like I said, it remains to be seen how much more that's going to happen. We are entering the season of autumn of this week. The 23rd this year is the autumnal equinox. That varies in different years anywhere from about the 21st to the 23rd. And this year it happens to be on the 23rd. That means the days continue to get shorter, and we notice that sunrise is approaching 7 o'clock, sunset also approaching 7 o'clock in the evening. And, yes, that brings on the cooler temperatures and plenty of other changes as well. The other thing we're entering this time as late September is when we start to really see the color of the leaves. That's just excellent. A lot of people have referred to late September as being peak week. I think that has actually changed to be a little bit later. I think it's maybe now like in early October. But the color change that we have in the leaves fall goes through several phases, and I see this as being phase one. We all look for the colors. You know, it's one of these things in nature that we see one time and we're not satisfied. We want to see it again next year and the next year and the next year. And the DNR maintains charts, places on the map that tells you where is the color the best. So it's always a great thing to see. This week when I've been walking around, I've been noticing lots of yellows and reds. The reds really stand out, really being clearly and obvious. There are not a lot of big trees that turn red. Most noticeably, of course, are the sugar maple and the red maple and the red oak. But when it comes to turning red, I think it's more common among the smaller ones. We get the dogwoods, the pin cherry, the sumac, all turning bright red. And I've been amazed this week at how much a Virginia creeper and, yes, poison ivy, which has also turned bright red. Among the yellows, the ones that really stand out right now are the ash and the birch and the poplar. They are just spectacularly yellow. Many, many more will follow, and yellows far outnumber reds as we get later into the season. But that's just a wonderful thing that we get to look forward to. Also of note, this is Hawk Weekend. This is the time when we take time to look at the hawks that come through. They've been coming through for more than a month already. But the really big numbers are usually around this time. Hawk Weekend is set aside as a time to invite people to come up to the ridge to take a look. And usually they try to coincide with the big flight of broadwing hawks. Broadwing hawks come across in huge numbers. They form a big circling flocks called kettles, and it's quite a spectacular thing to see. The downside of it is that they're very, very high, and even though there may be 1,000 in a flock overhead, they will be difficult to see. They'll almost look like little dots, but stick with it. It's worth watching. It's quite terrific to see. Plenty of other hawks besides the broadwings are at red tails, sharp shin, American kestrel, bald eagle, all fly a bit lower. Turkey vultures, ospreys, all of them come across, and it's really a terrific thing to get out and take some time to take a look. It doesn't have to be this weekend. If you live in the region, you can go pretty much any time, but this weekend is the time of it. There's also plenty of other migration going on, still different kinds of warblers. When we go through the warbler migration every fall, there's always two of them that are sort of the ones that are toward the rear, and they are the yellow rump warbler and palm warbler, and both of them are very common, but they are just a little bit later to migrate. Well, I've been seeing both of those, so that means the warbler migration is moving on. And it's starting to get replaced by the thrush migration, which I've been seeing every day, and the sparrow migration, which I've also been seeing every day. The sparrow migration actually peaks in early October, but there's plenty going on right now. We're still seeing a lot of Canada geese, a lot of sandhill cranes, and there's flickers. That woodpecker, they are just so interesting. I've been seeing such a large number of them this year. They are a woodpecker. They're brown. They don't act like other woodpeckers. They often hang around the ground, and we will often see them along roadsides, and they scare up, and they have a big white patch on their backside. Other migrants of note, monarchs. I've been still seeing monarchs every day. And green darter dragonflies. Both are migratory insects, and boy, I'm sure glad to see those monarchs. That monarch, I wonder if other people have been seeing them that much, because it looks like it's going to be a good year for them. Other insects of note that don't migrate, many of the insects that spend these days right now that have some clear, warm days this week, they're out there very active. They don't have a very long life to live anymore. Grasshoppers are a really good example. They succumb to the cold, as do their cousins, the crickets and the katydids and the locusts also succumb to the cold. There is another kind of dragonfly that's real common right now, and that's a little red one called meadowhawk. They're the same thing. They do not migrate, and when the cold moves in, that will stop them. A few late-season butterflies are out there. I've been seeing the yellow sulfurs every day. And then we have things like the Milbert tortoiseshell, which I saw this week, a black and red butterfly, and then a real dark butterfly called the morning cloak. And in both of those cases, the butterflies will hibernate for the winter. And so they're all approaching. All of these critters are approaching the coming cool in different ways. We're still getting plenty of asters in bloom. I've been seeing them every day. But it looks like the goldenrods are past their peak. They're starting to wane. They've actually been waning quite a bit, as well as the sunflowers. But, boy, those asters are still out there in good blooming, purple or bluish and white, and once again growing quite tall. And then mushrooms, yes. Thanks to all this rain, we're getting quite a good growth of mushrooms. I was out over the weekend, and we found, must have been more than 20 kinds. And this was just searching an ordinary woods. Get down there and look among the decaying leaves, logs, so forth on the forest floor, and there's just a terrific number of mushrooms. I was especially impressed with finding the golden yellow chanterelles. There were good numbers of those, and also finding the armillaria or the honey mushrooms, which often grow in clusters. It was the first time I had seen them. They're usually late. Sometimes the clusters will linger way into October, but we did find them, and so there's plenty of that going on, as well as others, and it's just plain an interesting thing to get out and take a look. As I have said in previous programs, we don't have to think about eating them. We can just get out and take a look. Same thing with plenty of other things we can see in nature. So it's going to be a good weekend, Chris. Get out and enjoy it. So take care.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber with Backyard Almanac here on Northland Morning 103.3 KMD. Today's Backyard Almanac is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown. Online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists' vision for the future.